Hey there, sports history fan. Arnie Chapman here from the Sports History Network. Now, before you jump into this episode, I wanted to share with you an exciting giveaway we have going on with Home Field Apparel. We have a digital $50 gift card to homefieldapparel.com for one lucky fan of the Sports History Network. All you got to do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways to sign up. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways.
It's time for another college football origin story of the mascot and team name and some traditions, and this time it's Wake Forest, the Demon Deacons. How'd they get their name? How did they get the name of the school? And how did they get that mascot? It's all coming up in the story in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at SportsHistoryNetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Welcome once again to the Pig Pen, your portal to positive football history. And we are in our Friday mode, and we're going to talk about some of the origins of some great teams and nicknames and mascots. And we're going to really focus in on the college game this week. And one of the teams that we want to learn about is the Wake Forest Demon Deacons. They're one of the more interesting names in college football, that's for sure. You know, that Wake Forest Demon Deacons, just think about that for a second. These are words that really take you on a ride. All four terms are very captivating in their own right, but all together, there just has to be some good origin stories and traditions buried in the history of this, you know? I don't know if you've ever wondered that, but I sit there and I think about things like this. Now, Wake Forest, where did the origin of that come from? Well, we found out through some research that Wake Forest is the name of the area that the college sits in. Now, per some info I found on the wakeforestnc.gov website, there's a county called Wake County that was formed in 1771 from parts of the Johnston, Cumberland, and Orange counties that surround it. This new region was named in honor of Margaret Wake Tryon. And you may ask, well, who's Margaret Wake Tryon? Well, I did. And she's the wife of the then royal governor of the area, William Tryon. And in 1805, this area was designated as a forest district due to the dense woods and trees and, you know, all the forestry type stuff there. So the name Wake from her maiden name, I'm assuming, Margaret Wake Tryon, and the forestry, Wake Forest. Okay, that makes some sense. And kind of a different name, very unique, kind of cool. And the school's campus in the town sits in the area, I don't know if the town of Wake Forest, was derived from the estate of Dr. Calvin Jones, who owned a 615-acre plantation. The land most of the town sits on today was named the postmaster of the area in 1823 and began heading his letters as coming from Wake Forest. The Baptist State Convention, which brought the plantation in 1832, continued the designation. So this guy sending out letters, the postmaster of that area, was started putting Wake Forest on there because of the area, Wake County, and the forest. Kind of interesting to get that name. So that sort of brings us to our next question. And where was the name Demon Deacon coming from? It's not like a normal mascot name. I don't think anybody else has that name. And if they did, they probably got it from Wake Forest. So the story of this is kind of an odd story. The name starts to be acquainted with the school's football team during the roaring 1920s, when the golden age of football. You know, there's a lot of great football going on there. Football is really springing up in the South. Per the official webpage of the Wake Forest Athletics, they were the only college in the state at that time in the 1920s that didn't have a mascot name. Of course, they're in North Carolina, and you have, you know, the Wolfpack of North Carolina State and Duke, who was Trinity at the time. They were the Blue Devils. And, of course, up in Chapel Hill, you had North Carolina with the Tar Heels. which is a name that we'll get into that one here in the next couple weeks, I'm sure. And so that name started to become associated with the football team, as we're finding out many and most of these nicknames and mascots did come from the game of football, because that was seemed to be the popular sport in collegiate sports, especially in that era. It definitely is today. And, you know, maybe the fact that they didn't have a mascot name, perhaps this is the fact that sent the student body on a mission, maybe to get one for their school. They were reaching and trying to find anything they could to come up with a cool name to represent their school and strike fear into their opposition. There may have been this as the basis for this origin story that we're going to tell you, which is a little bit shaky on some of the facts, as you'll find out here in a second. So we went to the NCAA's website to dig up the story on this one, along with the deacons.com website that tells Wake Forest official athletic pages. And the school feels it got its Demon Deacons nickname from the school newspaper writer named Mayor Parker in a write-up after a game against Trinity College, which we told you is now called Duke. There is some controversy on this, though. In particular, the phrase that Parker used in the writing, he allegedly used the name in his write-up after the Wake Forest kicked some butt over their rival, Trinity. Now, the year that the nickname came out might need to be a little bit correct. It might be a little bit of error in that, maybe. And that's why this story maybe sounds a little bit shaky, or the whole story might just be a wives' tale of, you know, maybe some drunken college kids sitting around and say, hey, what, we need a nickname, and they came up with the name, Demon Deacon. Who knows? But anyway, this story goes, Parker referred to Wake Forest football team as the Demon Deacons when he described a quote of the Wake Forest website. And which says, it goes back to the Roaring Twenties when a school reporter gave the football team the nickname Demon Deacons after a devilish win over the Trinity Blue Devils back then. So, of course, the Blue Devils are Duke today, like we said. So maybe that is how it happened. Maybe, like I said, maybe it was just some, you know, college-age kids having a good time and they figured out they were going to have a name for their school and that's the one that stuck. You know, it may be. Anyway, it's an interesting name. There's some interesting stories, interesting tradition. And one of the traditions that's really kind of cool about this whole thing is how they got their mascot. And the mascot this, you know, kind of a scary looking fellow with the top hat and the big head and, you know, well-dressed. It looks almost like the Phantom of the Opera or something from A Christmas Carol, or, you know, one of the ghosts that came through, Marley, that comes back to haunt Scrooge. That's what it sort of reminds me of. Kind of frightening. Probably frightens small children at the football games. Well, there's a story behind that, too. And it says, during the 1941 gridiron season, an underclassman named Jack R. Baldwin was dared by his frat brothers to wear a tuxedo complete with a top hat and carry a black umbrella to the game. I think he was probably supposed to carry a cane, but he didn't have one, so use the umbrella, which is shaped sort of like a cane. The getup was a hit with the students at the game and is the basis for the mascot that we know today that symbolizes the Demon Deacons that you see on the sidelines. So kind of some interesting stories, some tradition, some way that the school got its name, and the way they got their nickname of the Demon Deacons. That is you know, what we talk about, and we love to get these great stories. And if you have ones that you'd like to share with us and like to do some research on, maybe hit us up, pigskindispatch@gmail.com. We'd love to hear about it. And you can catch us every Friday here. We're going to talk about these origin stories of something to do with these team names. And we'll probably be getting some of the professional level as well. And hope you enjoyed this. And hope you join us next time for some more great football history here on Pigskin Dispatch. So till next time, everybody, have a great gridiron day.
That's all the football history we have today, folks. Join us back tomorrow for more of your football history. we invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Do you wish you knew more about the 100 seasons of the NFL? You're in luck because you found the Football History Dude podcast, where each episode is a journey back in time to learn about the rich history of the NFL. From the founding of the league in an auto showroom, all the way to what it is today, America's favorite sport and a behemoth of an industry. My name is Ernie Chapman. Football is my passion, and I want you to come along with me each week to explore the yesteryear of the gridiron. So hop on board my DeLorean, and let's get this baby up to 88 miles per hour.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.